My name is Jeff.
I recently had a video on some of the socials that I have that went semi-viral. I was talking crap about the new Superman outfit.
Okay, and, yes. I've been waiting for this.
So this comes out in July 2025. I will say two things. The first thing that I will say is my stance has not changed. Okay. The outfit, I love the colors, and I'm glad. I'm actually glad that they brought back the red trunks on the outside of the suit.
Okay.
But the suit is so ill-fitting.
Yes.
It looks like this dude is wearing Huggies, man. Like, and some of the guys in the comments like were hitting me with, okay, don't worry, Jonathan. Mm-hmm. They're going to fix that in post. Are they, though? Like, Henry Cavill's suit didn't look like that behind the scenes. And also, did you see the Green Lantern outfit or the Hawk Girl outfit?
Yes. Horrendous, in my opinion. Yeah, horrendous.
It's real bad. I think James Gunn definitely needs to go back to the drawing board on a lot of things. Costumes, for one, they're just not, they're like terrible. I mean, it's just like you didn't think about it before you just designed it. It was like, oh, you know what? Let's just rip this out of a coloring book. Like, this is what he should look like. It's terrible.
On the same token, though, as bad as the costumes look to me right now, I am very excited and optimistic about this film. James Gunn, call me a fanboy if you want to, but James Gunn is a genius. Nothing he has given me yet as a comic book movie fan has been bad. I loved the Guardians trilogy. I loved The Suicide Squad. And I loved Peacemaker. Peacemaker was a show that I did not want that show. But he forced it down my throat, and I loved it. I think the man can do no wrong, honestly. And he's a brilliant mind. I'll give him that.
Okay.
I like Guardians. When you cut Cavill, that's it, man. Yeah, I want nothing to do with you.
After announcing that you're bringing him back and then like a week later cut him, or I don't even know if it was a week. I think it was like a few days. You know what I mean?
And that was rough. Like,
they had the opportunity, and let's be real, they had Affleck coming on for Aquaman. Yeah. And then we're going to cut that out too. Mm-hmm. And I just, I'm not a fan anymore.
Too much internal disaster.
It really is.
And I mean, DC, you know what? In general,
I will keep The Rock if you kept Cavill.
I'm 50-50 on it. I kind of agree with you there, but I also really have begun to dislike The Rock.
Like, if they said, look, we'll keep, if you want Cavill, we got to keep Dwayne Johnson. I mean, what would you do?
I would say, yeah, you're right.
Okay, if you put it like that, I'd say, right.
Because it makes me think back, saying, like, you know what? He wasn't a horrible Black Adam. He wasn't horrible.
No.
I still do think that he was kind of just The Rock in a Black Adam suit.
Yes.
But he was maybe a little bit less The Rock than he has been in the last, like, 10 years. Because every movie The Rock does is the same. You know what I mean?
Were you still entertained?
I actually was.
Okay.
Oddly enough, I watched that movie, and I was like, you know what? I didn't hate that. That's how I left that movie. And I was pleasantly surprised.
It was a dumb,
surprised.
Fun movie.
Yes, it wasn't. It wasn't
bad. And all this talk of The Rock has got me wanting to pee in this bottle. So give me one second, guys.
For sure.
No, so Sean Fries, I totally agree with you. That's my biggest concern. As someone who is a big fan of James Gunn, I wouldn't call myself a James Gunn fanboy, but I love all of his work. I have high hopes. I don't think this film is going to come out of the gate and make $900 million. It's probably going to struggle at the box office a bit, no matter if it's amazing or terrible, because of how bad DC's current reputation is. Just look at what happened with Blue Beetle. Look at what happened with The Flash. Right. Things aren't necessarily going their way as of right now. Caleb says, well, Gunn didn't hire Cavill back. The previous management did. They also didn't bother telling Cavill that he didn't have a contract or that Gunn was coming in as CEO. Oh, yeah. They did Cavill dirty. There's no question about that. I mean, I think you got all of us as a fandom, our hopes up, and you got Cavill's hopes up because he's a mega nerd and he loves the character. Yeah. There's no question. They did him dirty.
We lost him as The Witcher and then lost him as Superman, I think, in the same week.
Tough week.
That was a bad week. I still remember that. I still remember where I was the moment I saw the announcement. I was like, oh, what? Like,
and now you heard about his TV series. What is it? Warhammer?
Yeah, it's up in arms. It's in question. Oh, did they finally pull it?
I think they did.
That guy cannot catch a wind. That's why he was grilling steaks
the other day. He's like, the hell with this.
Yeah. He's just going to go back to building his gaming PCs and gaming, man. Yeah. New World of Warcraft expansion came out, so I'm sure he's on that. I don't know, man. I got to tell you, like, the suit for the new Superman, I don't like it, man. I don't like it at all. I guess it's the way it fits. I feel like if it fit better, maybe my opinion would be different. I don't really like the first image that they went with either. I'll be honest with you. I don't really care about that image. I'm not going to pick it apart as much as everybody else did. But I don't know if I would have gone with that first image. People are picking it apart for, like, people are saying that the CGI or the graphics or whatever in the background are poorly done. You know, I mean, people are really picking everything apart. And they're like, what's going on in the background? He's just casually putting on his shoes. Like, I'll get there when I get there. Like, that's not Superman. But I'm not going to pick all that apart. I just think that's funny that people say that. But the thing that I'm going to pick apart is, I think it was a bad first picture because of the first impression it gives with him bending the way he's bending and the suit creasing so much and doing all of these things. That's not the impression that you want to give. And especially, like, for someone like me and Brad, where we're in the cosplay community, we're going to pick that apart like crazy. You know, like, that's going to be the first thing that we noticed. That was a bad choice for a first impression. But the movie, I wanted to say something that you said, Jonathan, is, like, you think it's going to struggle when it first comes out. And I kind of agree with you, but then I'm also a little 50-50 on it because it's got so much hype, whether that's good hype, bad hype, somewhere in the middle hype, that may make people rush out just to find out what's going on, right? Just to find out either way. And that's still ticket sales, but that's only going to last so long before word of mouth comes out, if it is bad, that it's bad. And then that's going to cause a lot of people to just wait.
And we also have to keep in mind that we have a very small bubble, our community, comic book movie lovers, right? But maybe so. I mean, there is a lot of hype around this film. So maybe there's a lot of general moviegoers that will also be aware of all these changes and new casting. For the record, I'm really excited about a lot of the casting. Even David Cornsweet, I think that he looks great. I watched over the weekend Pearl for the first time. He's in that movie. I don't know if you guys have ever seen that. But
no.
He looks like Superman. And then I love the Lois casting. I love the Lex Luthor casting. So we got some comments popping in. Let's take a minute to address these. This is coming from Caleb again. I honestly think that James Gunn should have delayed The Flash to December and moved Aquaman 2 up to The Flash's date. That way they could have given the proper send-off to the DCEU and the old cast. Here's the thing with that, and this might be a little controversial, but I will say that this is what they did. I mean, at the end of the day, this is what happened. They wanted to wash their hands of all that old crap as quickly as they could. I really honestly believe that. I still don't know if James was being genuine when he was promoting The Flash like he was, which, for the record, I thought The Flash was a pretty fun film, even if it did have really bad special effects. Really bad special effects. Overall, I thought it was fine. I'm not going to tell you guys what I rated it straight out of the theater because it was really high.
I have very mixed emotions about The Flash. I won't get into it. We'd be here all day.
The only good part.
I did like Keaton, but I'm not.
And the unauthorized cameos that took place in the end of the film too. We got Caleb again. Like, imagine if the ending of Flash wasn't a random joke cameo, but Barry getting out of his dad's trial and being met by the Justice League and their alter egos. Sure, that would have been a great send off, but I think at that point, a lot of those actors probably weren't going to sign up to come back for something like that. The joke cameo. You know what? I kind of enjoyed the little old
school. The George Clooney. I think we could spoil it. It's been way long enough.
Oh yeah. So okay, here we go. Bring back Tom Welling as Superman.
That's an old school one right there. I think we could say old school by now, right? Would that be considered old school?
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. I think so. Well, Creed is classic rock now. So, I mean, if Creed is classic rock.
Oh, man, exactly. Don't say that.
That's crazy.
So here we go. Sean Fries comes in. He says he looks just like a Cavill copy.
Yeah,
I'll agree with that. I think that there's a lot of similarities. He almost looks like a slightly younger version of Cavill.
Yeah, he does look like a younger Cavill. Yeah.
I'll give him that. But fix the suit.
Yeah, it's a suit, man.
I mean, it's so bad. Just because of that and Cavill, I'm not going to go see it. I'm just not.
Look, don't say that, Brad, okay?
I'm saying it. I won't.
I'm just upset about the fact that every character is walking around in a Guardians of the Galaxy jacket.